This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. It's very pleasant. It really is. We have not had the air conditioner on for, I bet you it's a week now. Temps overnight are perfect for sleeping, and right now 76, low humidity. I think it's a humidity thing, and that looks like, I'm taking a look ahead, I think that's what we've got for the next few days anyway. So enjoy it. Tomorrow afternoon, our old friend, our longtime friend, Bill O'Reilly, is going to be with us. On Wednesday, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is going to be here. We'll do the post-game analysis of the debate. And because Wednesday is 9/11, September the 11th, we'll be talking about that as well. We've got my dear, dear friend, Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. He'll be with us, and we'll talk about his actions at Ground Zero, what he had to do, what he saw, and you know where he is 23 years later. So there's a lot coming up this week. It is a Monday, though, and you know what happens on Mondays? I'm very, very fortunate. Carl Carlson, who is a great buddy, and perhaps more importantly, at least when those envelopes from Fidelity arrive, he's pretty good at looking after your money as well. I've noticed that he joins us and we talk a little bit about what is, well, what's going on and how we can make some. Carl, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
I am doing well. I have now entered another age bracket with my birthday today, and I think it's good for my ultimate retirement. I mean, financial
freedom. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm one step closer now to financial freedom, am I not?
You are.
Yes.
Many steps, actually.
Many steps.
Yards.
All right. Enough with the measurements, because then we'll have to go all metric, and neither one of us will know exactly what we're talking
That's
about.
Right.
I wanted to ask you about what is, well, by guys like you, it's termed volatility. When you look at the market with these ups and these downs, for those of us who are not experts, you tell us it's volatile, but man, we start holding on to our chairs because we're not sure which way the ride's going.
Which way is it going to go?
Yeah, well, that's my question. Which way?
let's see. It's going to go up and it's going to go down.
Okay. So that's,
yeah,
that's what we're talking about. We talk about volatility, right?
Yeah. And let me say this. I think that we should all get used to more volatility than historically. So a couple of reasons. One is there's just a ton of automatic trading today.
Okay.
So those automatic trades are just set to say if the S&P falls by 1.5%, sell. And some people have them set at 2% or 3% or 1%. And these are the big investment firms. So once something starts to happen, it can accelerate very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's other trades set in there that say if it's down 3% in one day, buy, and just buy this amount. So tons of automatic trades happening, a lot of media all over the place, all the information, you know, that we didn't used to have at our fingertips, not even that many years ago, every single minute, an hour of every day. And news is oftentimes over-exaggerating those different set of its 1% down. So, but anyway, all those things happen, all these trading, and so you see drops and you see increases. I would say it would be good for all of us to get our mindset around a 3% drop in a day is going to be something that we in the future might call normal.
No kidding.
Historically, that wasn't normal.
Right.
But we can see a 3% drop in a day. The next day, it's up 2.5. The next day, it's dropping 3. We can see almost within 2-week period of time, 3% drops without a lot of coming back up. So now we've seen 9-10% fall in 2 weeks. But it can turn around in the next 2 weeks, 3% up, a couple days, 3% up.
Yeah.
So just don't let that stress you out.
Well, all right. Okay. Now that, see, that's the part where someone like you, who is a professional, can say that. And those of us who are not professionals who are thinking, man, I've got X number of years and days and hours and minutes until I can submit my retirement papers, right? We have a different way of looking at it. Ours is
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Emotional, and yours is based in facts. That's got to be part of the big challenge, I would think, for someone like you, for another team member at Carlson Financial, to let people know we really are on top of this, and maybe don't follow the markets every day, meaning us.
Yeah, it'll stress you out because it's up and down a lot, unless you just have a high tolerance to pain, like I do.
You know, I always thought
it bothers
you were sort of
me every time I see it too.
You seem to absorb all of this, but you do come out on the other side. What's that rule you've got, Carl? You got some rule that we can look at where the market is today and where it was a couple of years or something.
Yeah, 30 years ago, kind of find a normal spot where the S&P was about 30 years ago, and then run it forward to today and then see where it's at. So like maybe it was at 500, now it's at 5,000. You can run a little simple calculation that shows you what is the average annual rate of return between those two numbers for that period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're somewhere around 8% to 10% a year, that's very normal.
Yeah.
You're not way up. So it helps kind of get your mind out of just everything you're hearing and not knowing what's going on, to say, hey, we're in a normal range long run. This is about where we should be. So anywhere in that is a comfortable point to be. So that's the 30-year rule.
Okay.
To help give you some way to normalize things.
Okay.
But then the other thing that you have to deal with, and this is different for every single one of your listeners out there, is how much of your portfolio needs to be safe, where it doesn't go up and down, like a CD, or how much of it needs to be liquid, which is more like a money market or a high interest savings account, because I need $30,000 a year to live on out of my portfolio. Well, you don't want to just depend on selling stocks for that money, because if the market drops, you don't want to sell stocks. You want to dip into your liquid money. But if the market stays down long term, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, you have to have a source where, okay, this other money that's still safe but not quite as liquid because I'm getting a better return, that's the pool I'm going to dip into. So those are all strategies that, and you need to build them into place way before it all starts happening.
Yeah, well, there's a great point. I want to remind everybody, Carl Carlson is joining us, and Carl is, he's my guy. I mean, Carlson Financial, the team that Heidi and I are counting on, and he's talking about a number of these different avenues that you go down and places where you're putting your money, and I know we have, as an example, we've got one of those high-yield savings accounts. I think it's 4.2 or 4.5%, which in the area of savings accounts is amazing. Because sometimes, Carl, I've thought like I was going to be asked to pay the bank, you know, to let them hold my money.
You know, they were doing that for a while. Didn't ever make it to the U.S., but there were some companies in Europe that they actually took money out of your money every month.
Yeah, well, that's what I buried
for the privilege of holding it.
Yeah,
that's right. That's when that makes more sense.
It does.
Just another strategy.
It is a strategy. Yeah, you should put that in one of your five eyes, man. I mean,
that's right.
In-ground pool containing money. That would be the sixth eye, I suppose.
You can hold your own money.
Yeah. Now, what about that? What would you call it? A money market? What exactly is that?
So that is. It's not as liquid. Typically, you can't. You can get it in a day, whereas maybe you can get it instantly. Usually a money market's pretty instant, too, but you're going to, right now, those are making about 5%, and it's just a government-backed instrument, so you know it's safe.
Gotcha.
So it's also safe and liquid, but it's not money that's just sitting there where you can go in and say, give me $100,
right?
You know, like you can at your bank. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Well, now, Carl, you know what I always do? I always send people over to connectwithcarlson.com and have them download that retirement tool kit. And they like that. Everybody seems to be liking it.
Good. Good. Yeah, some great information out there.
Now,
for your listeners.
I know. It's for my listeners, connectwithcarlson.com. Once they've done that, because I have a feeling that plenty of people have questions after that, what's the best way for them to ring up somebody at Carlson Financial?
Well, they can give us a call, 844-CARLSON, and, you know, or reach out at carlsonfinancial.com. Our folks will chat if you call in on the phone with you a little bit, just to make sure that it makes sense that we would be a good fit to help you and that we can bring a lot of value. You know, if somebody calls us and they say, well, we have $300,000 a year in pension income and we spend $50,000 a year and we have $50,000 in the bank, we need some help with that. That's probably not, you know, we're going to say, well, that's not our typical client.
Right.
So if you're okay, you can invest that money in some ETF in the stock market. We might give just a little bit of advice over the phone.
Okay.
But most people need a lot more than that. And most people don't have $300,000 a year in pension income and only spend $50,000. So give us a call, 844-CARLSON. Our team will walk you through that. And we'll get you in then if it makes sense, and we'll set up your plan, get your five eyes going, and get your investments humming, and get you at the right level of safety and growth.
I love it. Well, Carl, I always appreciate chatting with you. Think the world of you. Think the world of the team at Carlson Financial. I'm going to remind everybody, connectwithcarlson.com. That is the first stop. You go there. There's a retirement toolkit. There's all sorts of online brochures, if you will, about a variety of topics that you need to know about. And then, you know, fill in some numbers, read some stuff, see if this feels right to you. And if you've got the questions, you call them at 844-CARLSON. They're very, very friendly. I assure you of that. Very friendly. 844-CARLSON. Oh, and if you are that person who has a $300,000 a year pension, $50,000 in the bank, and only spends about $50,000 each and every year, send me a personal email, because do I want to meet you. It is 446 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.